The 5-2 is a changing profile. You can see that again in the harmony between the personality line, the fifth line, and the design line, the 2. And when we're looking at the left angle, we have seen that the left angle geometry is transpersonal karma. And yet one of the things to be clear about in terms of the way in which the 5-2 operates is that they're very similar in that sense to what we saw in the right angle opposition of that is the 2-5. We saw that this is the profile where self-motivation is the whole process in life. Now, it's a very different procedure when you come to the fifth line personality, because the fifth line personality, because it receives projection, because it has an inherent concern, even a paranoia about whether or not it can fulfill the projection, and the fear of being punished if it does not fulfill the projection, that it's not so easy to get a 5-2 to stand in the window and call out to others. That is the role in that sense of the way in which the fifth line operates as a call to the other. So here in dealing with the 5-2, we have a totally different phenomena. We have a second line design. And that second line is the hermit. It's withdrawn. It is in itself waiting for the call. And here you have the core of this whole process of self-motivation. That is, the personality must call its unconscious. It must call itself to action. It must call itself to go out and to fulfill its role. And it means that it is not open in any way to the pressure of the other to drag it out. So many 5-2s are reclusive in their lives. And not simply because they have a second line, design that brings out the hermit in them, but this combination of the fifth line personality with the second line unconscious, there is an enormous concern about the risks of going out beyond the cave, how risky it can be. And so when we're dealing with 5-2s in the world, and again, we're going to see that given the population of the planet, there are a lot of 5-2s, that everything about raising them is clearly leading them towards moving themselves. The more you try to goad them, the more you try to push them, the more you try to pull them out, the more difficult it's going to be. And one of the things about children, like 5-2 children, if you want them to be turned on about something, leave it around, leave a brochure on the table, a magazine open in exactly the right place, the kind of thing where they can run into it themselves and motivate themselves to it. But the moment that you try to push them, the moment that you try to pull them, there's going to be this enormous resistance. And of course, unlike the 5-1, that can get to a place where it is secure in its foundation, there is no security in the foundation for the 5-2. They are, at the unconscious level, naturals. And it takes a tremendous amount of courage for them to stand and make the call, when in fact they can do nothing better than make the call, because it's very difficult for them to back it up, to substantiate it. Which is why when you look at the exponents of the hexagram, that it's the 5-1s that dominate. These are the true heretical forces that the average human community is going to have contact with. Rarely are they going to meet, or rarely are they going to be attuned to, that 5-2 heretic. Rarely are they going to emerge in society and take on the role of the heretic. What's so important for them is that they find a way to motivate themselves to enter into this life correctly. In the end, for 2-5s and for 5-2s, their strategy is truly an extraordinary blessing.